Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Fun Friday Conversations with yours truly, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and my co-host, my cousin, Linda Oliver. Yes. So we thank you for joining us. Feel free to call in. It's Fun Friday Conversations, Fun Friday, Fabulous Friday, Safe Friday, P. Diddy like to say, Else it's Friday. You know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, just let it go. It's the weekend. So we thank you for tuning in, where we will just have fun conversations like we always do on Fridays and discuss hot topics. So let's get it started. Cousin Linda is already on with us, so I will turn on her mic. Those sports lovers, big shout out to sports lovers. NBA finals continue tonight. Also, there's a big soccer championship match in Istanbul, Turkey. So I must shout out the musician who produced the intro song. Charisma Z. I don't know why I got tongue-tied all of a sudden, because I'm excited because South Bay's hotel, Hyatt Istanbul, is the host hotel. So I must shout out because I'm looking forward to celebrating my birthday at the Dallas location of Nurseret with my cousin Linda, who gave rave reviews. So we're building up to that, to our experience together. But I just wanted to give a shout out to all sports lovers because we have tennis happening. I caught some tennis yesterday and today. Seems like when I turned it on, there was a champion, but I don't have enough information to talk about tennis. So if you guys would like to call in, tennis fans, many of my friends play tennis and love tennis. I like tennis. I've never played tennis. Please call in and talk about that. It's a fun Friday, fun things to do at home or out and about, so around the world. So, you know, just call us and let us know what you're doing wherever you are in this beautiful world. And we'll open the chat room, too, so we'll chat with anyone who has a listener profile and would like to chat. But handing the mic to Cousin Linda, I know we have lost some awesome people since we have last spent time together. One is Pat Robertson, and Cousin Linda and I love to talk about people who live to amazing ages. And so Pat Robertson, TBN Flanders, and we've lost a couple others, I know, this week. Maybe Cousin Linda can update us on those, because I know Pat Robertson, but a comedian or someone passed away this week. But Pat Robertson is someone that I grew up on, and so just wanted to make that shout out. I thought we would only talk about like fun things, but we always have to mention someone's demise. So sending our condolences to the TBN family and his loved ones. But to live to be 93, 100, 90 plus, late 80s, oh, man, that's just an amazing feat. I remember in the third grade, my librarian at Green Elementary School asked us to write our obituaries. Right. I was in third grade, and she asked us to write our own obituaries. And I remember saying I would like to live to be 92, 93. But now I see some 100-plus people just having the time of their life. And I have met people in their late 90s that are just vibrant and just energized and don't even think about age. Because in London, our moms are perfect examples of women that defy their age and their attitudes, their personalities, and in their appearances. They did not look their ages on their last day. And they honestly did not. So, you know, I guess age really is just a number, and we want to have more numbers added to our years. I didn't intend to preach on about age just by sharing the sad news that Pat Robertson was still alive. And I remember I watched TBN. I don't watch it regularly like I used to, but I remember watching it earlier this year, and I was just amazed at how Pat Robertson looked and his delivery. So, wow, I guess we need to find out what was his secret. I know keeping God first, but a lot of people keep God first. You know, a lot of people keep God first. Time to turn Cousin Linda's mic on and have a great 35, 40 minutes. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hi, good afternoon, world.
Yes.
I'm going to start out with a couple of little fun things. You were talking about tennis.
Yes.
You did not know, excuse me, that your cousin was on the tennis team at Lanier High School, did you?
You know what? Mother mentioned that to me.
Mother
loved you dearly. She's talked about you often. So you were just refreshing my memory. You would like to share some of your tennis stories?
Well, not much to share. I was on the tennis team mainly to get my picture in the yearbook and to go from school to school when we had tennis matches. My friend Duck, who used to live down the street from you on Scott Street, who now lives in Portland, Oregon, he and I were talking the other day, and we were talking about how we were on the tennis team, never played in a game, but we got to get out of class and go to different schools, and our picture is in the yearbook, and there we are looking like we were some champions or something. I think I held a racket maybe two times when I practiced. And before I forget, Cousin Bethany, this is the night that I graduated from high school. And I had forgotten about it until I was looking at my Facebook memories, right, because I called in at 4 o'clock. Because I thought the show was going to start at 4. And so, and I'm glad it started later because I got to look at my memories and there was a picture of my diploma. And I was like, I did graduate from high school 100 years ago on June the 9th. Good old memory.
So happy high school graduation anniversary. So that
Thank
was good.
Because
I know you're good about sharing your memories, yes.
Yeah, well, you better check
that
memory out.
So I'm glad you had that nice surprise. I'm glad you had that nice surprise to remind you.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot it because I usually think about it every year, and I'll put some little memory notes out there for my classmates because I'm in contact with some classmates across the country, Facebook friends.
Right.
Yeah, and they probably forgotten this was the night we graduated, and I can just see me now getting ready, going down to the school, probably walking with my friend Pearlie Taylor, and she's deceased, mm-hmm. and my late friend Alice oh. Faye Lee. And just we were so excited about graduating from high school because definitely, I tell you the truth, I didn't think I was going to graduate from high school. I don't know why. Cause I guess
that's unbelievable because I know you were the perfect student.
Well, I was a kindergarten dropout, and I just kind of, I don't know.
My mom used to talk about, you know what? Mom used to talk about you and Beverly both dropping out of a kindergarten
yeah,
or somewhere.
Yeah, Miss Lisa James Kindergarten. I used to pass
yeah,
by the kindergarten.
Beverly, Mama used to say you all claimed the woman was so mean.
She was. She was so mean and hateful, and I'd pass by and throw my lunch in the ditch. And go through the cemetery and go to your mama's house because your mother lived next door to Aunt Ola, our great aunt, Aunt Ola.
Huh?
And I would go spend the day with your mother. And when kindergarten was out, I'd walk back home like I'd been to kindergarten playing hooky at the tender age of 3 and 4.
Well,
and
I'm glad
so
to hear it from you because that was one of Mother's favorite stories to share with me about you and Beverly dropping out of kindergarten.
Yeah, I said I couldn't believe
it. It's good to hear it straight from you.
Yeah, and your little cousin, Henri, he was a dog obedience school dropout.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He decided he didn't want to go back. He didn't want to go back.
Well, it was my fault because the school that I enrolled him in, they had all these huge dogs. That was when canine dogs were getting popular, and all the dogs were super. They were big dogs, and Henri was like a little old 6 or 7 week old thing, and I didn't want him
well,
back with those big dogs because. Yeah, I was afraid they might, you know, I don't know. I just was afraid for him. I didn't want to take any chances, even though they seemed to be obedient. But I just didn't feel comfortable, and I took him out of school, and I never did re-enroll him, so I called him a little dropout.
Right. Well, I don't blame you around those big dogs. He needed to be around other poodles and cocker spaniels and Jack Russell.
Yeah. Because at that time, I don't think he weighed but about 6 or 7 pounds. He wasn't, you know, he
wow.
was still a little new puppy. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so adorable.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was bad as I don't know what, but he was adorable too.
And if you all wondering who we're talking about, the picture is posted on our promo for this evening's show. You
okay.
and Henri. It's posted
oh, okay.
on the promo.
Oh, okay. yeah. Oh, and I posted a video of Rita Brent, the Jackson comedian.
Oh, yeah. They're co-hosting that event for in honor of Mega Evers. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I just happened to have done my memories from Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I think this was about 7 years ago where there was a video of her that I had shared. And she was taking one
uh-huh.
of her friends around and giving her friend a tour of Jackson, what to do in Jackson. And I enjoyed that. She spotlighted Hal and Mal's and the stadium where JSU plays and the downtown King Edward Hotel. I kind of wish she had mentioned the King Edward Hotel, which was the last bastion of hotel racism in Jackson, Mississippi, because when
yes.
the civil rights, was made into law, where the businesses had to admit races of all races, and that King Edward said that they would rather close and go out of business than to admit NIGGERSs in their hotel. And, you know,
yeah.
it stayed vacant for years. It was a place for the homeless and pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
It was just horrible.
And Mother and I always prayed that somebody would redevelop it, and thank God Frank Milton was the one that put fire under the developers behind. He said, okay, you all keep talking about you're going to, Frank Milton's doing his administration. He said, if you all do not do something with this building, it is coming down.
I agree with them because they got on it then.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm freaking out too. Mom freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. So you're right. It takes leadership. When he got on them and said it was coming down, they believed.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second. Let's do something. And it's beautiful. If you haven't dined there yet, definitely dine there. I know my friend Daryl Smith of Mississippi Mass Choir, and he took me there for my birthday in 2017. And, it's just amazing.
Yeah, a friend of mine took me there. I always plan to do
a staycation there, but I haven't yet.
It's funny that you mentioned Mississippi Mass Choir, because today Malico Records, Jackson, Mississippi, is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and I posted a lot of videos from Malico artists and the Mississippi Mass Choir. I posted, I think, two videos for them on my website.
And people don't know anything about Mississippi.
Facebook.
Have you noticed even over there in Dallas that people don't know anything about Mississippi? They know about the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Yeah, one of my childhood friends was a member of the Mississippi Mass Choir, Sharon Catchings-Kyles. She was a police officer. She retired from the police force, and her sister and I actually were very, very close friends. And her cousin and I, Attorney Pat Catchings, are still friends, and Pat lives in Jacksonville.
Is she the one that ran for sheriff? A couple years ago?
No. Who? Sharon or Pat?
Yes. Sharon.
Which, she may have. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
I know Wyatt, my brother, speak of someone that used to live on Horseshoe Circle. So with a name similar to that. So it might be probably another person. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when you mentioned JPD officer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, my friend's sister, my friend Pat, her sister was the first black female police officer that they hired in Jackson. However, I think she was a little bit on the aggressive side, and she got terminated.
Whoa.
I don't know how many years that she had served on the police force. But she got terminated because she and her partner had it out. They were out facing a criminal or something like that. And I think Officer Catchings was upset with her partner for not following what she thought was the instruction. Something like that. It was some confusion, miscommunication between her and her partner. And the fourth let her go.
Wow.
But anyway, she still made history. She was bothered
about the partner not following what they say, the books. Okay, because I thought you were going to say, but then by them saying she was somewhat aggressive, I can imagine being the first female.
That was me saying aggressive.
Yes.
Because that's the way I remember it. I remember Walter Sadler was covering it. It was a lot of controversy.
I love Walter Sadler.
Because like I said, she was the first black female. And there was a whole lot of uproar. I think they thought that it was an unjustified termination, which could have been. I don't know. But I remember it seems to have been something about she was arguing with her partner about what had transpired when they were pursuing a suspect or something. I'm going to have to go back and see if that's on Google.
Right, me too. Well, following being the first female officer, she probably was firm.
she was
direct
the first black
and wanted to, it was it and first black one and wanted to go by the book. And
right.
also, I can just imagine being the first female police officer. Oh my God,
well,
what she had to deal with.
They were white. They had some white ones. She was
yeah.
the first black one.
Yeah, the first black
uh-huh.
one. What she had to deal
yeah.
with oh
yeah.
my God, the fellow female officers. Because I'm thinking the male dominated, but then I'm thinking
well, yeah,
she probably
partner,
had to deal with.
Her partner was a
Was her partner
male.
Female? Oh, that's
no,
what
her
I thought.
Her partner was a male.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
And so so what I was thinking, her dealing in that male-dominated field,
yeah,
that she had to show aggression.
Yeah, they probably didn't want her on the force in the first place, but she passed
right.
the test, and she made it through rookie school or training or what have you. And I just kind of felt like it was they were looking for an excuse to get rid of her because it was during a time
right.
when a lot of businesses in Jackson or in Mississippi, period, did not want to hire blacks, even though they had to. And they were
right.
hired, you know, saying, well, it's because of affirmative action that you're here. We had to hire you and that sort of thing.
But I'm glad you mentioned that because affirmative action has always been my favorite subject. When I was at Jackson State studying business, that was one of my favorite. And Dr. Cooley, he used to love it when I would come to class or when I was assigned for debates regarding affirmative action. Is it affirmative action or versus reverse discrimination? So they're thinking this is reverse discrimination. A white woman should have got that job before. Her.
But you know
not
what?
You, not that you mentioned it.
A lot of people thought affirmative action was for black only, and they're so
no.
confused because it covered white women. They were considered a minority.
Exactly.
And they got a lot of perks. They benefited
it,
more from
affirmative
action than
covered
any black
all
person.
That were not getting the proper opportunity. That's what
yeah.
affirmative action
and,
really covered.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize that. And like I said, white women benefited way more than black people, but they wanted to make it look like it was just for black people. No, that's not the case.
No, and nowhere does it say for black people. It say for those that missed out on opportunities versus white men, because most
right.
jobs were only white men dominated.
And Bethany, you probably didn't know this, but when they would put up announcements for jobs in the want ad back in the newspaper days,
mm-hmm.
people don't know anything about that, the younger generation. But,
I
yeah,
know, I missed those days, too. We would run
yeah,
to the classified for everything.
yeah, they used to be under jobs wanted or whatever, the want ad. And they would say men only, white men only. And
whoa.
Some businesses, oh, yeah. I mean, even when I was working
at the in my research of affirmative action and reverse discrimination, I don't think I ever stumbled on that one. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to advertise white men only. And when I was at the telephone company, if you wanted to bid on a job, it would say whether or not the job was for a man or for a woman. And it used to be for white men only. White women couldn't even get certain jobs at the telephone company. Because I know I was a computer
uh-huh.
operator for a very short time. And one of the white girls in the department told me that they really didn't. She was really nice and sweet, and she was very frank with me. She said that because I got really poor training, and she was telling me that they really
okay.
didn't want me in that department. The management, some of them didn't, and she was saying the job. They didn't want women in that department. She said because this job
right.
used to be for white men only, and there was some restaurants in Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Mayflower down on Capitol Street. That used to advertise
oh, yes.
Colored, you know, positions available for colored waitresses, light-skinned Negroes only need apply.
Uh-huh.
So if you weren't what they considered, and yeah, you didn't get the job.
So you would get the job. You would get the job, but I wouldn't. That's crazy.
But you know what? I wouldn't apply for something like that. I'm like, if they're that blatant
what?
With their bigotry,
wow.
if you weren't using the word racism and racist at the time,
so,
I wouldn't apply for something
like that. So that paper bag test was really true, huh? Because I know I've heard what they used to say if you were the complexion of a paper bag or lighter, you passed the test. I don't know what test that is, but I guess you look half-breed or something.
Well, I guess they wanted you to be mulatto or coffee-colored, as they used to consider us.
And do you know a lot of my friends that are paper bag complexion and lighter, they are the ones that are the main ones that are pro-black and do not like white people just as much as the worst white races. You know, and you know that better than me. So it's the people that look white. To me, the most of my friends that look white, they can't stand white people.
I have friends like that too, Bethany. I'm like, because one of the ladies I used to be friends with in Nevada, she was extremely light-skinned. Her brother looked like he was white. Her daddy looked like he was white. But she and her daddy hated white people.
Right.
And I've known some other black people who look, you know, who could really pass, but they hated white folks.
We're just sharing information to you all, to the listener community, BTR community. I just want to put this disclaimer out. We're just sharing truthful facts about, because you only hear it coming from one side, and we're just sharing that it's also...
what actually happened
and how people
feel.
Right. We're just sharing some facts. That's all.
Exactly.
So before anybody feel like, oh my God, I can't believe they just said that. But I mean, there are some people that were smiling your face, but they would say, you are not coming. If you're white, you cannot have. I have friends. They would tell me nobody white coming to my house and eat dinner with me. You know, I have friends and friends' parents who have told me stuff like that. So I'm just we're just sharing with you all. There are people if you're racist, there are people that are black and brown that think the same way. We're not saying it's right. We're just saying.
Oh, and cousin, I know your show is going to be short today. And before I forget, remember
well, I know we were starting at 4:30, and I wanted to finish in time for the news, for the evening news, so you won't miss any of the evening news.
Right. Before I forget, it is so weird the way we'll talk about something or think about something, and then a situation will pop up. You were talking about, I was telling you about my pictures that I had taken at Salt Bay.
Yes.
And the food and everything.
Yes.
Well, the next day, Facebook brought the pictures up. And so, I tagged you in them, and you didn't say anything. And,
well, I must
and you didn't
see
say
them.
Anything. Yeah. Well,
what
I
day was this?
So probably 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, I will look, because there's something else you tagged, too, I need to look at. Tag me in.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, when we were talking about, I think, the baklava, and because
I can't
all
wait. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I posted those pictures, so if you get a chance, you can go back and look at them.
Yes. I can't wait. Yum, yum, yum. So, so did you really like it?
I'm sure
you had it before. I'm sure you really had it. You've had it before other places,
I've had baklava, but I had never had fresh, homemade, warm baklava. They serve it warm with ice. I've had like store-bought, or you go in a bakery or something and they some, or you can order some stuff online and some baklava is included. And, you know, I like baklava, but I tell you that warm baklava at Salt Bay, that was the best I've ever had.
Wow. And probably when you were posting that, I went to the website to look at our reservation, and I almost, like, sent you a message or sent some of the pictures, even though you have been there before. I was just, salivating over the pictures from the Dallas location that they have on the open table. Because, you know, I have looked at their website, but on open table, they have, like, nearly 200 pictures. And I'm like, oh, my God, everything just looks so delicious at the Dallas location.
Yeah. I'm going to have lunch with my friends tomorrow, and I got to tell them about August the 11th.
Friday.
Okay, August 11th, Okay. And see if I can get them
to
come.
Tomorrow is third Saturday? It's second Saturday because of Father's Day.
My friend Priscilla wanted me to change it because she and her husband have to go to Louisiana to visit her brother-in-law. And it was her Father's Day. Yeah, because I had no idea it was Father's Day. And she asked me if I'd change it to the second Saturday, and I told her I sure would.
So where are we dining tomorrow? The show probably will, because the show will conclude right before the 5:30 news, right before. So we still have about 20 more minutes.
Tomorrow we're going to eat at the Maple Leaf, a Canadian restaurant.
Oh, yes. You did tell me that. So have you looked at the menu already? Have you looked at the menu?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to bypass some of that Canadian stuff and just get some pancakes and Canadian bacon.
Oh.
Because Canada is known for some dish called poutine or poutine or something like that. It's cheese curds and I think fries and gravy, and I'm like, that just don't look good to me. So I'm going to bypass.
And isn't it a pie? Isn't there some type of pie, Canadian pie, that Americans love? That's a popular Canadian dish.
Could be. I know they sell pies at the restaurant by the slice or a whole pie, but they just look like regular pies. I mean, they had banana cream pie and I think coconut pie, and I think they some Canadian pie. They have some Canadian cookies. Now, I've been to Canada. I visited one of Michael Payne's friends. Actually, I stayed with him in Montreal. And the places that he took me, I don't remember anything. The restaurants were not just really stand out or something memorable or I'd want to go back or anything. I guess it was like dead of winter. Because, see, Michael had told me that his sister and his mother and another one of his female friends were going to all go visit his boyfriend. And we were going to all stay with his boyfriend and we were going to have all this fun. And so I went ahead and made reservations. And lo and behold, right before it was time to go, everybody backed out, including Michael. All the way to Canada to stay with somebody that I had only seen twice in my life. In fact, when his friend picked me up at the airport, I didn't even recognize him. And I'm with somebody. Thank God he was gay, so I didn't have anything to worry about. And and I stayed with this guy.
But
four
that's
days.
You, Cousin Linda. Cousin Linda, like when they say the show must go on, the trip must go on, huh?
I said, trip must go on, you know me. So I went. And he was real nice, you know. He took me around Montreal, Quebec City. And but one thing I didn't like, I went in November. It was 80 degrees in Dallas when I left. In fact, it was Thanksgiving Day when I left, 80 degrees in Dallas. And I got to Montreal, I think it was probably about 10 below. It was
cold.
And it got dark at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't wanted to go back.
Oh, my goodness.
I have wanted to visit Toronto, but I keep thinking about, it's cold.
Oh, I would love to visit Toronto also. I would love to visit Toronto also. And Montreal. But I would love to visit Toronto especially.
And you see where they have all those fires that's going on now? That's wreaking havoc.
Yeah, that's one reason. One of the pictures I posted wearing a face mask. And they're saying that even us down here in this region, they're saying that we need to start back wearing our N95 mask because of the pollution in the air. And that's something we always talk about here, too. So what's your take on all of this? Whoopi Goldberg said this morning on The View she had trouble breathing.
Well, I went
from all that.
And I wore just a regular mask because I'm out of the N95s. I think I have three N95s. But I don't like them because they, the little things to hold them on your face, the little elastic, you have to put it in the back of your head. And that messes with my hair or my wig. And so I'm like, mm-mm, I ain't wearing them. And just the regular other N95s, I think when COVID started going away, I just started wearing those N95s because I really don't like them. To me, it's harder to breathe with them on.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like them, but it's hard to breathe.
Yeah, it's very hard to breathe.
I like them because they're supposed to be safer, and that's what they're recommending, that we wear the N95s. Like,
I wore one of my little El Cheapos today. I went to the grocery store. I went to Winco today.
Oh, yay! Did you have a fun shopping experience?
No, because I was late leaving home. You know, today was the day that I watched Hawaii 5-0. I'd be living for Friday because that's the day that they have the Hawaii 5-0 marathon. And it slipped up on me. I didn't get to leave home till about a little after 10. And And so I had to drive to Winco and get my little groceries. And I think I got back home. I think Hawaii 5-0 had been on about 10 minutes. So
did you get anything from their deli? Did you get anything from their deli? Because when I did go to Winco with Tommy and I, we ordered some food from their deli, and the food was good.
I got fried chicken and wedge fries today at the deli.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I asked for because I needed to, because if I had been thinking, you know, today being Friday, I would have gone to the store yesterday. But because I had run out of water. I think maybe 3 bottles of water left. Those were 16-ounce bottles, and I'd go through them in a minute. And I needed to get some of the gallon jugs, and that was the main reason I had to go to the store. And I needed to get some cash back, and I'm mad at Walmart, and I'm mad at Kroger. Because, I mean, I live in between
Walmart
and
Kroger. Are you all listening? What have Wally World and Kroger done? I love both of them. What have they done?
They don't want to have live cashiers. They want you to check your groceries.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't work for either one of them, so I don't see why I should have to check my own groceries out.
Right.
Because, so, I mean, Kroger is like 2 minutes from me, and Walmart is like 3 minutes. And I'm not checking myself out. And one day I was in Kroger, I guess maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, and this is crazy. Me and I had to do a self-checkout because I was craving Kroger Southern Butter Pecan ice cream. And so I said, I'm going to break down.
That was Mom's favorite. That was Mom's favorite too, Cousin Linda.
she is the person who introduced me to butter pecan. Because when I was a kid, I liked butter. and she was eating butter pecan ice cream, and she tried to get me to taste it, and I said, I don't like butter. And she said, you can't taste butter. I said, well, why is it called butter pecan? No, I don't want it. And she made me taste a spoonful of it, and it was so good. And you fell in love with it. Yeah, I think I was about 6 or 7 years old at the time, and I've been loving butter pecan ice cream ever since. And now it's hard to find a good brand.
And Steve Harvey said it's his favorite, too.
Yeah, well, I used to love Seal Test ice cream. Not Seal Test. I used to love Louvel. And it was another brand. I can't think. They had the best ice cream, but I don't see those brands anymore. Yeah, it was Seal Test. It was Seal Test.
I love chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I had me a whole pint last week.
No, I don't like that. But anyway, back to Kroger, I was craving their ice cream because it's their brand. And I went in there and got that and about 6 other items and a bottle of wine. And they didn't have any cashiers. And normally, if there's no cashier, I'll just go off and leave my stuff in the cart and don't go back. But I was like, I got to have this ice cream. So I was, you know, taking my stuff out of my cart and putting it on one of those little things that's next to the self-checkout thing. This little voice kept telling me, please put your item here. Please put your item there. And I started cussing out loud. I said, well, you shut the F-U-C-K up. And I said, oh, this is so embarrassing.
You like P. Diddy, F and Friday. You like P. Diddy, F and Friday, huh?
And then, when I swiped my wine, something came up. What the hell going on? And so you know how they have the live person to come over and help you? And so she had to come over there and let the machine know that I was over 21. And then, meanwhile, the machine voice is telling me, please check your item. Will you just shut the F up? I'm checking these damn items. I'm like, Lord, I'm here arguing and cussing with a machine. So I took my little stuff out and got on.
I'm sure friends that work and shop at Kroger and Walmart, I'm sure of it, are listening. You all, please help us and hire more people. Because I'm the same way, Cousin Linda, when I'm at Walmart or Kroger, especially Walmart, when I have had to use the self-check management. Mm-hmm. Like, you all, you better get over here and make sure I'm doing this right.
What I don't understand is it can't be that expensive to hire people because with the cost of food and items in the grocery store.
I love the people. I love the clerks. They are amazing people. I love to talk. I love to chat with them. The short time I have with them.
The lady at the deli at Winco today was so nice and sweet, and we were just chatting. But, you want that, at least I do, people my age, we want that human interaction. But, this checkout thing, that's funny.
And everybody needs that interaction.
Yeah, I'm like, these stores are making a killing, but they're too cheap to hire cashiers. So I'll go down the window.
And that's what people love, good customer service. And then you took me. You said you don't work for them. You're the customer.
I've left stuff in the cart many times. So the last time I was at Walmart, which was about a week and a half ago, and the cashier had her light on, and I was so excited. I flew down there to her. And then when she finished checking out, it was 3 people in front of me. So she checked out whoever she was checking out when I got there. And then she turned her light off and told me and this lady in front of me that we needed to go do the self-checkout. I said, I don't work here. And so the woman in front of me was begging. And told me, well, call a manager. Can't you call a manager to come over here and check us out? And the cashier was like, no, you have to check yourself out. I said, well, the light was on when I came over here in line. And, baby, she let us know in a New York minute that she was not checking us out. And I said, well, I don't work here, and I left everything in that cart right there in that line and went on back.
And that's not right. If the light was on, and I'm sure Walmart tells them and trained them that when the light is on, you service your last customer. Then you close down.
I've been in stores where the light is not on, but they, you know, one of the employees will say, ma'am, you can go to that checkout. I said, well, the light is not on. And they said, just go there. They'll have to come tell the cashier to turn the light on. Because I'm like, I don't want to be standing in line. And then when I get up there, they put that little clothes sign on the counter. So it's, unless I know for a fact that you are open, I don't get in the line. But, yeah, her light was on. That was the reason I went there. She was the only live cashier. And it wasn't like I could go to another
cashier. And if it was only two customers, she should have finished you two transactions.
I didn't have but about 7 or 8 items. This was one of those things where I really didn't need anything, but I wanted some cash back, and I didn't want to go to the bank or to an ATM.
Right.
I wanted, you know, to get some cash from the grocery store. And I said, well, I'll run in Walmart, because this is right around the corner, and get a few items so I can get some cash back. I think I need about $80, $90. And, yeah, and she turned that light off and told us to go to the self-checkout. I don't work here, so I'm not checking out any grocery.
Wow. Uh-huh. So who, I know somebody in management or other. You and that lady, what about her? I wonder, did she leave her stuff?
Oh, she was.
But that's not good. That's not good. Yeah. That's not good. That's not good.
She was still begging them, but please call the manager. Can't you get somebody over here to check out my groceries? And I said to myself, I ain't begging. I do not beg for them to bring a live cashier. I just walk off.
Well,
leave my
begging
groceries.
Someone to take your, it's begging awesome. Somebody to accept your business.
Yeah, to take your money. Mm-mm, there's too many other places around. I could go to Market Street, which is not close to me, but I love it. Or I could go to Albertsons or Tom's Thumb. You know, I have to drive a little bit out of the way to
get
to them. But they, Albertsons and Tom's Thumb, they have cashiers in Market Street. They have cashiers there waiting to wait on you. Ma'am, I'm over here. I'm ready. Are you ready to check out? You can come over here. You know, their prices are a lot higher, but I don't mind since the service is good.
Right. And you're right, they're making all this money. They got to realize customer service. You and
exactly.
I both know about customer service, you know.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely.
Wow. That's not good at all. I wonder what management, well, you said she called for management. I wonder what was their response. Did the manager rung her up?
No, she did not call for management. The lady in front of me was begging the cashier to call for management,
and she said she was not.
She said, you go check out your grocery yourself.
And
I said, you know, that's what she told. What she told me and the woman in front of me, you know, y'all need to go check out your grocery over at the self-checkout. I said, I don't work here.
I'm surprised you haven't contacted them and told them about your experience. I hope someone that's familiar with that location.
It's not worth it, because they're not going to do anything. Because, I mean, I complained to Kroger. I came home and did the surveys on numerous occasions. And I used to get a lot of coupons in the mail from Kroger on stuff that I buy because they have the best nuts, Kroger brand nuts. I like their deluxe mixed nuts. I like their orange juice, their guacamole. It's certain brands of Kroger.
Oh, I love guacamole. I made my first guacamole this week, too, Cousin Linda, over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
I cook Mexican food, and I made my first guacamole. I love guacamole.
I do, too. Well, yeah, Kroger has, because I don't usually buy store brands, because store brands taste cheap, but there are certain things that Kroger has that's actually better than name brands. And I love cut up watermelon and stuff. But, yeah, this thing about you got to check your grocery out. So, like I said, I used to get a lot of coupons in the mail from them because I don't do digital coupons. And I was just fed up. I was over, I had a cart, and there were no live cashiers. So you know me, I left, came home, and went to Kroger's website and put my little